There are a number of factors which, taken together, help to explain why the USA won or the Plains Indians lost. Most important, in my opinion, was manifest destiny, that belief of the people of the USA that it was their manifest destiny to occupy the whole country from coast to coast. This belief lay behind US government policy, which consistently supported the miners, homesteaders and ranchers whenever they came into conflict with the Plains Indians. The government's response was to send in the US Army to deal with the Indian problem. And manifest destiny served as a justification for their actions, even when these involved treating the Plains Indians badly. The US Army's huge manpower was too powerful for the Plains Indians to fight, especially after the American Civil War ended in 1865. The system of forts gave the Army control of the Plains, and the strategies of total war and winter campaigns were decisive in securing a military victory. Total war meant war against the whole enemy population, not just their fighting men. It did not mean killing women and children, but it did mean destroying all horses, teepees and food, so that the only option was surrender. And winter campaigns meant just that, fighting all through the winter months when the Plains Indians were least mobile and when defeat would be most devastating for them. In comparison, the Plains Indians were relatively weak. They were never able to fight a long campaign against the army. They had their families to feed and protect, and their way of life depended upon their roaming the Great Plains in small groups. They were used to warfare as a series of small raids in which warriors fought as individuals. They were unwilling to suffer heavy losses and unable to replace them as the US Army could. And they were, on the whole, less well armed. Moreover, the Plains Indians were never able to overcome their traditional hostilities and unite to fight the US Army. So, for example, the Crow fought as scouts alongside the Army at the Little Bighorn against the Sioux. The key technological factor was the railroad. The railroad opened up the West to the homesteaders and ranchers. Without it, they would not have been there. The homesteaders fenced off land for farming, and the ranchers fenced off land for cattle grazing. Both were cutting down the freedom of movement of the Indians and the buffalo on which they depended. The railroads also supplied the US Army's forts and enabled its soldiers to be moved quickly. Additionally, the railroads could transport buffalo hides back east, making buffalo hunting a lucrative activity and so sealing the fate of the buffalo. Whether the destruction of the buffalo was the result of a deliberate government policy, of the hunters themselves, or of environmental factors such as the diseases brought by the settlers' cattle and the destruction of the buffalo's habitat, the end result was the same. The Indian way of life that depended upon the buffalo was destroyed when the buffalo were destroyed. The final factor was the system of reservations that kept Plains Indians under control once they were militarily defeated. By confining them to a particular area and by taking away their horses and weapons, the government made them dependent on handouts. This undermined the entire political and economic basis of Plains Indians' life and left them unable to resist.